Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Well, never mind, the Buzzcocks is back for a brand new series on Sky Max right now, and it's an honour to have Noel Fielding and Greg Davies in the studio to chat, fellas. Good to have you here.
So good to be here.
It's really good for you guys to be here.
And
it's an honour.
I love that you think it's an honour.
It is.
Sad middle-aged men.
No, you're looking gorgeous. Good to have you here. This is a home time show, so people are doing their evening routine whilst listening along, probably cooking their you know, weeknight dinner or tea. What kind of things do you guys cook or do around about this time that the show's going out normally?
Chinese duck egg.
Yeah, well, that's what I've just had. We've just done another interview and I ate an off Chinese duck egg and it's ruined my day.
Is it? Talk us through that.
I wouldn't be... We did a challenge in an interview and
they
fed us bad food and one of them was fermented duck egg and I thought I'd be the brave one to have it and it's literally ruined my day.
It's like it looked like a platypus egg. It was a sort of strange grey-green
grey-green.
Green's never good for food, is it?
No.
It's not savoury food.
For vegetables.
The last person that we had interviewed in this studio was an American footballer with the NFL in London called... what's his name?
Sisco. Andre Sisco.
It wasn't called Otis. Andre Sisco. But we fed him pork scratchings. Oh. And he absolutely loved them.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
you're unlucky.
I would love some pork scratchings. Yes.
It's just an off egg.
Should have given him a Chinese duck egg.
Yeah. Anyway. And then seen him play on the weekend.
What position did he play?
He's a safety.
Safety, yes.
Played on the defence.
That's a bit dry, isn't it?
Well, listen, hey. It's a bit dry.
Wide receiver, maybe.
Yeah, a bit more showbiz.
Running back.
But it's great to have Buzzcocks back. Just one episode we were watching earlier on, you had all of five on there, which is an incredible...
As one contestant,
which is a brilliant thing.
That was a handful, I can tell you.
Talk us through some of the guests that you got on this series, because it's a good one.
Well...
we had Jesse J. Yes.
We had lots of people.
Jamie Dimitri was very funny.
Yeah, he was very
funny. Your recall.
Debbie Gibson. I sat next to Debbie Gibson.
Yeah, and we did some sort of themed shows in this series. We did it last series as well, some sort of specials.
Yeah.
So we had people from certain eras. So we did a Manchester and Britpop special. And we had people who were on in that era. So we had Bears as a team captain.
Oh, my word.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah,
he was hilarious.
I watched that episode.
Oh, yeah.
And
has that one gone out?
That's gone out, actually, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I thought that Bez may be the worst that I've ever seen at the intro round.
Oh,
is he the worst that you've ever experienced? And if so, who was?
Well, I think he's the worst. He's the worst captain that could possibly be. I really like Bez.
I think he's still won.
Yeah, I think he's not through anything he did.
He looks good, though.
He looks... Be more Bez, I think,
Bez
is the advice.
Bez sort of suddenly turned into a silver fox.
You're right.
Well, Julia Roberts tried to get off with Bez.
Did she?
Really?
Yeah.
It's like
Not that night.
Julia Roberts, at the peak of her sort of late 80s fame... She tried to get off with Bez and he turned her down.
Wow. Who told you this? Sean Ryder?
No, yes, Sean Ryder.
Sings like a canary, does Ryder, that's for sure.
I swear to God, that's absolutely true. Julia Roberts propositioned Bez on a plane and he went, oh no, I'm all right, thanks.
Is there a guest that you've tried to get on the show but not managed to yet? Who would you love to get on?
Julia Roberts.
Just to try and sort that story out.
I just keep asking Mick Hucknall on and he'll have none of it.
I've met Mick Hucknall. He's a lovely fella.
There's no one I prefer to have on than Mick Hucknall.
Maybe I should ask him.
We did a round in the last series where we kept superimposing Mick Hucknall's head over other people. And I think maybe that might have turned him off.
That put him off.
I'd love to have Hucknall on.
He's funny. He's got a sense of humour.
And what a set of pipes.
He came to the Bush a couple of times.
Did he?
Yeah.
Get him on. Do you want to know who else was on?
He tried to get off for Bez once.
We did a 90s special. We had Mel Blatt on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Boyzone Boys.
Yes.
I love it when we do those themed specials. I like it because the people were sort of around at the era. Like with that Manchester Britpop one, didn't you think it was a really nice atmosphere in the room?
Yeah.
Because everyone was reminiscing about the Oasis revival. And, of course, the people who were on the panel, people like Patsy Kensit, Clint Boone, were sort of...
Yeah.
That was heyday for them as well. And it was just a great atmosphere.
Clint Boom was funny as well, wasn't
he? Yeah, he's funny, yeah. And Danny from Supergrass. Nice.
Yeah.
Really fun people. Characters. But they all got a bit watery-eyed about this sort of 90s revival that's going on. And I love that about the show, you know.
But going full circle, maybe, Noel, you got too caught up in that atmosphere because you were saying that Bez was possibly the worst captain ever and his team did win and you lost to him.
Well, do you know what? Me and Jamali, I don't think we've ever won an episode.
Really?
Up until this series.
But
we kept winning.
Found some form.
And even Jamali, who doesn't care about anything, he started to care a little bit, didn't he?
He started to play the game.
And
bearing in mind, this is series 5. he's only now starting to go, oh, maybe I do want to play the game.
You say that, but like it always appears to be a show where it's great fun to be at and on, and sometimes a quiz may happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jamali looks like he's just sort of going, how long is this going to go on for?
Yeah.
He's the only man that when, I think Box Quiz were on it once, and they chatted for a bit to Greg, and everyone stood up and gave them a standing ovation and got a little bit watery-eyed about them for some reason.
Yeah.
And the only person who didn't stand up was Jamali.
Oh, really?
And I looked at him and he went, not on my watch, brother.
Love it. Just a bit of breaking news from this week, gentlemen. In Between Us, apparently making a comeback, obviously.
So I've heard,
A programme that has a special place in your heart. Greg, what is your view on that? Do you think it will work if it's going to make a comeback?
Well, it depends what they write, doesn't it? The pressure's all on the writers. That's the great thing about any kind of revival. Ian and Damon, yeah. I'm sure they'll come up with something. I don't even know if anything is going to come back yet. But it'll be dependent on whether they write something good.
Oh yeah.
And if it doesn't work, it'll be all their fault.
But they won't spoil the legacy. If it's not good, they wouldn't do it. I think everyone would want
there's
to see
a lot
that,
of affection.
Right?
Still, yeah. There's so much affection for it still.
Yeah,
but those boys
show.
Are like in their mid-50s now.
But if you
know what I mean?
They're older than
me. They're older than me. They've overtaken.
Greg, if you were asked, would you go back on it?
Would I go back
onto the In-Betweeners?
Yeah, as long as the cheese is all right.
Cheese.
It's going to be like
that.
Last...
the kids call money?
It's going to be like
that's what they call it, isn't it?
Cheese.
My answer is yes, of course I'd go back on it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a special place in my heart. Wine.
Let's deal with another one there. You've yet to appear, unless I'm wrong, on an episode of Celebrity Bake Off. Now, Noel, are you stopping this from happening, or is it Greg's baking skills?
Well,
it's a personal beef.
Outside of the studio, Greg's not allowed to come within 50 yards.
It's the injunction.
It's a police issue.
And also, he knows my specialist dish is a beef pavlova and they can't handle it. They're not ready for it.
Do you know what? We'd love to have... He's always too busy. He's always somewhere touring or...
I'm just
something.
I'm tinkering with my recipes until I'm ready.
Is that a euphemism?
Beef
pavlova.
That's right, yeah.
It's perfecting his beef Wellington.
When I get my beef pavlova perfect, then I'll sweep in, I'll take all the plaudits, I'll wrestle... what's his name?
Paul Hollywood.
I'll wrestle Paul Hollywood.
You'll think you'll wrestle Paul Hollywood, but you'll get there, go to wrestle him, see his blue eyes,
mesmerized.
Fall in love with him.
Mesmerised.
Wake up, ironing his shirts. 6 years later.
Going back to Buzzcocks.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I think Buzzcocks is like. It's regularly like I feel like I'm at an out-of-control night in a pub. And then every now and again I go, oh, my God, Matt Goss is in the pub.
Matt Goss was on, wasn't he?
What does that mean? Matt Goss was on.
He was funny.
He told me off camera that he wanted to take me to his suit maker to get me a suit made.
Oh, wow.
Since then, I've heard nothing.
He hasn't got enough fabric.
I've been...
enough fabric. Well, this is an interesting point. I was going to ask Noel. Obviously, you're always impeccably dressed. You're, you know, a very fashionable guy. If you were to dress Greg, let's call it a goth eye for the tall guy.
Yeah.
If it was a TV show,
lovely.
How would you dress Greg? What would
I
you
think maybe
just for a day?
Sexy kimono.
God,
would you be into that?
My God, I'd love that.
Yeah, sexy kimono.
Do you know one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me? And I think this could be the natural extension of it. I once wore a kaftan. I wore a kaftan. I'm just making sure this. I can say this on an afternoon radio show.
Yeah.
And in the early morning light, I lifted it. I lifted it in Spain into the morning light.
Yeah.
And I had I think this is okay. And I had a massive wee.
Right.
And it was just me in a kaftan lifted up. as the sun was coming up. And I swear to God, I don't think I've ever been happy.
That's incredible. Let's make that happen.
We'll get you a short kimono. You won't even have to lift it.
That's it. Yeah, mini kimono.
It's so free.
Just cut below it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to be dressed in a mini kimono by Noel Fielding.
I'm going to paint you now in a caftan, lifting it.
Will you?
Weeing freely in Spain.
Please.
Yeah, for your birthday.
Will you?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Just seeing how conversation goes here, and you say that like hosting an episode of Buzzcocks is like being in a crazy night in the pub.
Yeah, but not with your mates, with a load of people who don't respect you.
Okay. If you were to stick a percentage split, the time in front of the cameras and the audience that you guys spend on an evening doing Buzzcocks, what percentage do we see and what percentage do we not see?
Oh, how much do we film and how much gets shown?
Indeed.
I reckon we film for 2 and a bit hours.
You know, the first bit where we introduce everyone, we usually chat then for about an hour. And I always think loads of good stuff in there. But obviously none of that goes in because it's just basically saying hello.
Yeah.
And often Greg listens to us talk and then goes, well, none of that's going in the show, so should we get on with stuff that could go in the show?
Do you remember when DVDs were a thing and there was a...
The extras.
And there was a Too Hot for TV DVDs got released. Yeah. I mean, we'd be able to do 30 series. Yeah. 30 series of things that aren't acceptable on television.
I mean, the unacceptable tapes.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I reckon we do 2.5 hours and then, you know, an hour gets on telly.
Yeah. Probably more. I reckon 3 hours sometimes. When I used to do it back in the day with Amstel, sometimes it would be like 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a big investment of time.
A lot of quiz.
Yeah, I haven't got the energy for that.
No.
I'll wrap things up after two.
You can see
I've got to go for a snooze.
There's last trains to catch.
Yeah.
You can see someone.
I imagine some people
side of stage holding a caftan. Waving it.
A bit of a curveball question. Have you guys heard about this asteroid, 3i Atlas? Have you seen this asteroid that's going to come past Earth in the next...
No.
It's going to come really close to Earth. And its weird shape is doing a weird pattern around the solar system.
How close?
Within, like, I don't know, like 1,000 miles
or
something.
Listen to him, how close, as if he hasn't summoned it. It's him who's bringing it in.
But I just wondered, right?
Get a haircut? I mean, how close?
Well, how close? But then, it's going to come close.
That's the mothership coming to collect me.
This could be it. But it's going to come close enough for us to be able to see what it's made of.
All right.
Since you're in, do you want to go on record and have a guess what you think the Atlas asteroid might be made of or what you hope it might be made of?
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Really? I don't know.
It could be made of anything, Greg, anything.
It's very inflammatory, sweet corn.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Maybe it's made of ideas.
Oh, my God, can you imagine that? Just really good
planet.
Ideas from another planet.
I'd probably go more route one. I just hope it's tiramisu. I can jump across it and then start eating my way to the core.
Big giant tiramisu asteroid. When's it coming?
I'd have to gobble my way to the middle of a tiramisu asteroid. and you can quote me on that.
In a kimono.
It's coming in about a week or two's time, so
is it?
Keep an eye out
for it. That was vague, a week or two?
I'll sharpen my appetite.
Is it something you can look at? Can I take my kids out into the garden?
I think so. Loads of people think that it's like an actual like satellite probe from another planet, because it's stopping by each of the planets, doing a little photo thing, and then carrying on. It's an unusual shape.
How did you hear about this?
I've been following it on Twitter.
If you want your kids to see me eating tiramisu, I'll just come round.
You've been following it on Twitter. Has it got a Twitter account already?
I think it probably has.
Is it one of those things where you go out into the garden, it burns your eyes out, and then the people that looked at it...
Like the Triffids.
...are the people that it will come back for.
Yeah, that's
again,
a really good point.
Talking as if he doesn't know.
He's got inside knowledge.
Corn entrails across the sky.
It looks like sweet corn. It's actually tiramisu. What's that in the centre? It's Greg. In a kimono.
It's Greg in a short kimono with his head down, bum sticking up.
Weeing as he's eating.
Plowing his way through. Weeing into the night sky. What an image. Watch Buzzcocks, it's on Sky Max.
I was about to say, dare we try one more question about Buzzcocks on Sky Max and indeed on Now TV.
Indeed, and available on Sky just to watch whenever you feel like
it. There you go. We're in the midst of Rocktober right now.
Rocktober.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we talked about the themed episodes on Buzzcocks, your 80s, your 90s pop, your Britpop and your Manchester. If Buzzcocks is still going...
Do you know what you sounded like then? One of those blokes who sells meat at a market.
Beef pavlova.
I've got your steak, your chops.
Your Manchester.
Your Manchester.
Your Bears.
30 years' time, what are we defining the episode of Buzzcocks that looks at music now?
Wow.
That looks at music, what do you mean? I don't know, I think I'm too thick to understand the question. Did you understand? What's the question?
Well,
can you say it again?
The question's not going to change.
What would this era be known as?
Yes. That's a better way of phrasing it.
Oh, yeah.
Who were the young kids that we had on? We had Pink Pantheress.
We had Pink Pantheress on. She didn't know who I was. Did she know who you were?
I doubt it. She thought I was basically a ghost. Do you know what? She was very funny, but she wouldn't say anything out loud. So she would, Greg would say something and then she'd whisper in my ear and it'd be really funny. So I was trying to get her to say it out loud, but she was a bit shy. She said was hilarious.
Wow.
So you were kind of channeling her in many ways in that program.
Yeah, I was trying to be her voice.
But it's a good point. We have got current acts on as well. It's not all reminiscing.
It's gone a bit. What is it? It's not just pop. It's sort of. What would you call it?
What would I call Pink Panther's?
We just call them the children, don't we?
Yeah. just singing kids, I call it.
Singing kids.
Carol singing.
Oh, kids singing.
Go on, whistle that tune. But never mind, the Buzzcocks is always about bravado and front and attitude. With that in mind, though, is there something that you guys are scared of that isn't essentially scary? Do you know what I mean? Are you scared? Have you got any weird fears about things?
I'll tell you who I was scared of on Buzzcocks.
Oh, yeah.
This series. I was scared of Shirley from Pepsi and Shirley.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why were you scared of
Shirley? Let me just make it clear, she's absolutely lovely and charming and she was a great joint team captain
with
Pepsi when we did our 80 special. She's got serious mum energy to her.
Yeah.
I think she reminded me of my, even though we're probably the same age, she reminded me of, she had that authority.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with her.
If she got a little bit cross, we all went very silent very quickly.
A couple of times she just raised an eyebrow and looked at me and I went, oh, sorry. Yeah.
I went and tidied my room.
Yeah.
She's got gravitas. Sounds like she's got gravitas.
Oh, she really has.
She did have a lot of gravitas.
Good gravitas with her as well. Yeah.
And before the show, we'd written a sketch where we were all going to dress up as people from the 80s. And as always happens, he dropped out. And then Jamali dropped out, and it's just me. And I was dressed as George Michael. It's just like so hugely insulting to them both. And they were very kind about it.
I said that I would be Robert Smith, and you said, nope, you've got to basically be George. Boy George, you wanted me to be.
I wanted you to be Boy George. It's academic. I knew it would just be me.
Why did you drop out, Noel? Come on, what's going on here?
Jamali dropped out first.
Oh, okay. Throw Jamali under the bus.
What do we want Jamali to dress up as?
I don't honestly think we can say.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I don't honestly think we should say.
well, listen, it's been brilliant to have you on the show, guys. Make sure you check it out. Never mind the Buzzcocks. It's on Sky Max. It's on normal Sky. And it's on Now TV. Noel Fielding, Greg Davies, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
What a treat.
Good luck with the egg.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.